Another major architectural feat of the Pierre Lassonde Pavilion that is visible from the Grand Hall is the imposing concrete wall that opens onto the cloakroom. At first glance, the structure may appear simple, but it took 3 months of work in total to produce such a smooth, sleek form as the one that stands before you. Everything about the wall is unique, from the concrete formula to the shape, which replicates that of the gable wall of the Saint-Dominique Church Presbytery. The demolition of the old presbytery wall was the first stage of the project. Once it was removed, a steel frame was erected in its place to hold the new wall. Coffrage LD, a company from Beauce, built the wooden formwork that served as the mold for the liquid concrete. To ensure a perfectly smooth surface, special attention was paid to the bottom of the formwork. Liquid concrete poured into a mold will take on the form of its surface. This meant that the joints between the wood panels had to be filled with putty to mask them completely. After several tests to determine the correct surface and the right formula for the concrete, Béton Provincial, the manufacturer, opted for a gradual, uninterrupted casting. This made it possible to avoid the joints that normally appear between different castings. The casting was done on-site. The formwork was installed vertically and held in place by the steel frame. Behind the mold, closable horizontal openings allowed the concrete to be cast layer by layer. Between each casting, the concrete was stirred with a vibrating rod so that it would spread uniformly. The delicate operation took a single day, but the drying time was nearly 4 weeks. Making a piece like this left no room for error, so several prototypes were tested before casting the huge concrete wall you see in front of you. In the end, the numerous precautions paid off. The results met the architect's expectations and did not need to be reworked.